What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Man.
Rodrigo, you quit laughing, you son of a bitch. All right, so
I find your agony exquisite.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, and you're either going to do something very cool here, or something is really going to piss off the babillions of people that are listening to this show. Mm-hmm. So we left off last time at a high cliffhanger point. Orym is the lone standee. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is down and down hard. I mean, we've got one person that's one saving throw away from being dead. Mm-hmm. We've got the two others that are, three saving throws away from dead, essentially. And I have to make a choice, or Orym has to make a choice. Stay and fight, and probably lose because there's still three bad guys that I have to take down. Mm-hmm. And I don't think any of them are close to... Well, one of them I think is close to bloodied or something.
Probably.
Or run away. So, I guess first, what happens when... what happens if these guys die? I mean, they're dead. I mean, but what happens if Torque and Randus and Smith die? I mean, what happens? Do their bodies just stay there?
Yeah.
Well, how do we deal with death in Dungeons & Dragons?
Okay.
Without going all Tom Hanks on it, everybody.
I don't want to be L-Star anymore, but there's lots of different ways to deal with death in Dungeons & Dragons, and they're pretty much as varied as any given group.
Okay.
Mechanically, what happens is you go from having an active moving around character to having difficult terrain.
Do they go into Ghost World? Square. Do they go into Ghost World and sit and have adventures in Ghost World?
They can. That's definitely one way to deal with death in Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay. All right. All right. So what happens if the entire party is wiped out? Let's look at a scenario.
Rodrigo
like
is bought a beer by all of the dungeon masters.
Yeah, sure. What if Orym decides to stay and fight? Mm-hmm. And he attempts to hacky slashy, mm-hmm, and fling the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune at these ghouls and dies. And mm-hmm, then the whole party is done. Is that the end of the adventure? I mean, we've got a secondary kind of backup group of people running around.
Well, I mean, it could be the end of the adventure. Or you might be able, I might have you make new characters. We might just, flip the game over and see what happens in the underworld or heaven or whatever you guys would end up.
Okay, so this is a tough choice because, everybody loves Torque.
Yeah.
Give it to Torque.
But Torque is, dead, obviously. Now, I think he died or he's passed out or he's immobilized or whatever with a healing potion in his hand.
Yes.
And the other two guys are down, right? Mm-hmm. And I have the option of staying or running. Could I, if I decided to run, mm-hmm, I've been thinking since this last cast that we did.
Which incidentally has been about 4 months.
I know, about a month, month and a half.
No, don't ruin it.
Okay, so...
It's been 8 weeks.
What if I run to Randus, move to Randus, grab him and drag him down the hole to the previous room we were at, or run? Could I do that?
That's two.
That's
move
kind of a multiple
a
move.
Action.
So that would mean I'd have to take three.
It would take you at least two turns to do that, and by then, first off, you'd be target practice for the fire skulls. And,
right.
Yeah.
So I can't do
it.
That. So I can't drag anybody to safety.
Well, you could, but you'd probably.
I don't have
the process.
A second wind, so I can't use a second wind or anything like that.
Right.
Have you used all of your action points?
Yeah, I have used all of my action points, as a matter of fact. because we didn't take any kind of an extended rest period from the moment that the Dargon attacked
mm-hmm.
to the moment
that
we
went into. That was an extremely stupid move, honestly, on our part.
Sometimes it makes sense for characters to take an extended rest, but then you also have to consider that that means that your characters are going to sit on their asses for 6 hours.
Or 8 hours, or however long.
Or however
and
long.
Who knows what this tower is doing. We seem
but
mighty
going from a major combat into another major combat was a bad idea.
Well, to be honest, I thought when we were going into that tower, it was going to be much of the same. Skills challenge to the top. Turn off the device. The end.
Yep. That would have been easy.
Yes, it would have, Rodrigo.
Also predictable.
Yes, it would have, Rodrigo. Okay, so what if Orym decides it's in his best interest to run?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this idea of they probably taught him at the Cerulean Academy of Magic that, you know, it's good to fight your battles, but sometimes the battles won are the battles that you run away from so that you can come back and fight another time.
Mm-hmm.
What options happen then? What, as a game master, dungeon master, what do you do if people decide to run? Especially in this situation where people are dead. Now, if all four of us decided to run, it would be a little bit different. But here, I'm leaving comrades in the room.
Well, we kind of talked about it a little bit. I was willing to, you know, if you decided to run, to just let you escape.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, have anybody chase you or put you through any sort of challenge or anything to actually run away.
Right.
Give you a fair escape, which is a old school vampire LARPing term, meaning, you know, you're actually out of the scene.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, essentially a new scene has to start before that fight can be initiated.
So, but I guess if I run, is the encounter over?
Yes.
What about those three? I mean, you've got Torque and Randus who are down,
mm-hmm.
but they're not dead. Do you still have to continue the play and let them do their three saving throws to see if they're dead? Is there any chance whatsoever that there's somehow that Torque could awaken for a moment and drink that potion down that's in his hand and get hit point back and also run? Is there any way that would be? I'm just trying to think the bigger group. I mean, we love everybody.
Well, Torque I can and tell you what I have done in situations like this.
What have you done?
Without by any means, you know, tripping what Rodrigo might do. What I have done, and there are different schools of thought, but what I find works best for me is kind of like a video game. You've got to have an active POV character in order for the party to remain active.
Right.
So let's say you have one character in the party.
So somebody has to be in that room.
Right. At this point in time, you have four characters. You have three essentially now inactive, non-functional characters. If Orym leaves, what I might do, depending on where we wanted to go with this, is the focus of the movie, for all intents and purposes, goes with Orym.
Absolutely.
So let's say, you know, Torque is down. Torque may be dead. Smith may be dead. Randus may be dead. Whatever Orym does, the focus of the movie stays with Orym. And I know you guys probably don't remember the story of Beevil X, but
we've heard it a time
years,
or two.
2 years later, Beevil X was the only living character. I abandoned that whole party. 2 years later, the comeback was, all of a sudden, bam, what do we find? We find the dead comrades and Beevil X. Because, again, time is not absolute.
Right.
So what was happening with the other party?
What would happen? These guys are down. My guess is, I don't know what the Flaming Skulls do. If they would continue to eat and devour and chew. Well, are they going to chew on the bodies of the dead? We don't know what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be possible? I mean, the way we entered that room, and you're the dungeon master, and you're the one making up these rules, and you really can't reveal anything, but you can give some guides on how particular situations might roll, and our listeners might say, hey, okay, this explains it for me. What if Orym went down to the room previous?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously these things aren't going to chase.
Right.
Well, we don't know that, I guess.
Well, I've largely told you that they're not.
Could Orym take an extended rest? Could he cry in the corner? Oh, my Torque.
That's...
And then after his extended rest, only 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
peek up in the room and see what's going on? Would they be dead? Would they have their three saving throws be done? Would the monster still be there waiting to attack? I mean, would 4 hours have passed, or would it be, well, we're picking right back up where you left off?
Well, 4 hours would have passed.
Okay, so the demons or whatever could have sucked themselves back into the walls or wherever that they came from when they attacked us.
Oh, they were just kind of lying around.
Oh, okay. So they could still be
lying
around.
They were just hanging around being skeletons.
Oh, okay. You know, as skeletons often do.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility? I mean, I'm trying to weigh all these options because I have this big choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if there's a chance that I can save these guys, I would much rather save these guys. And there's no Deus Ex Machina. Well, there's no Deus Ex Machina that can come in and save us. You've already played that trick on top of the rooftops
mm-hmm.
with Tony Stark. Tony.
Well, you get one freebie. Everybody gets
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spider-Man said it.
Yeah, thanks, Spider-Man.
How would you? I mean, let's take this into a game, not this game, but let's say there's a similar situation.
Okay.
I'm sure there's listeners have encountered a situation like this.
Sure. If Orym runs away, mm-hmm. as Matthew said, the action will follow Orym.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already pretty much said that you're going to be able to get away at least as far as the next room down, and you're not going to be chased.
Right.
At that point, Orym, being a tactician, would know that it would be ridiculous for him to run away.
Oh, yeah.
Take two steps there, turn back around, and go back into the fight. Obviously, he has to do something.
Right. But an extended rest would allow me to recharge my power. So even if I went back into the room, I would have my thunder wave. I'd have, I don't know if sleep works on skeletons or not. If I wanted to make that my daily, I've got my flaming sphere, which was not being
used. There's no reason why sleep shouldn't work, although skeletons may have a pretty high saving throw against magic.
Well, true.
Or whatever the fourth ed equivalent is of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so I mean, I've got that to where even if, and this is my thinking, do an extended rest. If I can't do two actions because I would die and drag somebody with me, my thinking is, if I were to run, and I haven't made up my mind yet, this is pretty tough, I run out of the room, extended rest, pop in, as long as the skeletons are inactive, grab Randus, take him out of the room with me,
mm-hmm.
heal him somehow, or let him heal himself, hopefully. Well, it is Brian, so who knows with his saving throws. But he's a healer as mm-hmm. an artificer. And so then now we have two people that can go back in, get the other two, take them out, do the healy stuff, and the party's back. And
hey! Nobody died at all.
Yay!
Be remarkably lame. There are only two problems with that from my perspective. Again, I'm not the dungeon master.
Right.
One, an extended rest. Six hours.
No, for me is only 4 hours.
Okay, well, even so, 4 hours. Let's say the guys are unconscious.
Right.
Okay, so Smith and Torque and Randus, even if nothing molests them, for lack of a more appropriate word,
aren't guaranteed to last
4 hours.
Right.
Let's look at Smith specifically. Smith is injured. Smith may be bleeding.
Well, Smith is the one that's
bleed out long before 4 hours comes up.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of things that have to be taken into account. And
that's why I'm trying to weigh these things and how do they work.
For Rodrigo, but I think that taking that 4 hour and then being able to jump back in and save one and then taking another 4 hour rest and jumping back in, that's the equivalent of, you know, making sure you have a save point right before the big fight so you can jump right back in against
that. Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. Think about this tactically. If he stays and fights, he's probably going to go down. If he tries to drag somebody right now where he's standing, he's probably not going to make it. Because it's going to take him at least two turns to do it. And that's two turns of fireballs and gnashing.
And that's six attacks.
Yes.
If they all hit, which, you know, they
which
hit.
You probably,
some of them hit.
And I don't have full hit points either, so...
Right. So that's
you are
that.
Injured.
If Orym runs away, the only tactically sound thing to do, I think, is to take an extended rest, during which Smith will probably die. But he might be the only one that dies.
Smith!
if he, or yeah, if Orym doesn't take that time, then all four of you guys will probably die.
No,
four. He's saying if you don't leave and take the time.
Yeah.
Oh, if I don't leave.
The odds are pretty good.
Well, what if I leave and don't take the time? What if I go down to Tony's ship and it's like, oh, Tony's on the table.
Well, then we'd have to play it from there.
All right. Okay.
What if? And also, Rodrigo does bring up a good point. Even if you are successful, there's no way to guarantee that these characters are going to live.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
If you successfully drag Randus out.
Right.
And we revive Randus and you guys jump back in.
Right.
And let's say you successfully get Randus out, but then the skeleton saw you run in and grab a body. First of all, Rodrigo did not guarantee impunity against a second attempt to run back in and grab a body.
That's why I was asking.
So you could be drawing an attack of opportunity there. And then to run back in again. I mean, there's no guaranteeing that we'd be even, you know.
I know. And so, that's why I'm asking these questions. I'm trying to probe for answers.
What you're not going to get answers. That's like, you know,
depends on
when
how
you
ask
go to bed
question.
Tonight. Are you going to think, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen? Do I need to do this or do I need to do that? You're not going to get a direct answer. Well,
plan. That's why I'm asking these situations. If I run, what are my options? You know, you make these little lists, pro, con. If I run, I live.
And I think,
I die.
I think at this point, Steven knows what the best course of action for Orym is.
Right. I think so. But again, my point is, as a player,
mm-hmm.
know that there are certain characters that are well liked by the people that listen. Mm-hmm. So that's an option. Not a huge option because this is us playing and having fun. But then I think of Orym and I think about what he would do. And this is a story that while it's only 33, however many episodes into it we are, this is something that's taken months of time for Orym. His adventure is, you know, it took him months to get to Moonhold. And then it took him the adventures there and then the time that we spent examining and then traveling to the castle, to the kingdom, and then going out to this other place and meeting all these people. I mean, there's some bonding that even with Orym
mm-hmm.
is going to happen with Torque. And I think we saw a little bit of that when Orym and Torque were getting drunk at the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would think that as an Eladrin, that or a Ladrin, or however they're calling it, I would think that there would be some...
A Ladrin in the Fourth Beast.
Yes, there would be some honor in wanting to save your comrades, your friends, these people that you've grown attached
Absolutely.
To, and not simply, I'm running away, good luck in the afterlife.
But let's go back to the discussion of Orym. Orym was sent with a specific goal in mind.
Right.
And that goal is more important. It's bigger than Orym. And it's now become bigger than, you know, just Orym and his people. It's become something that's big. And Rodrigo said it best. Orym is smarter than he is strong. He's smarter than he is fast. And if you break it down, a smart person might have to make a hard decision. Now, I will tell you, as you know, the brain from which Torque sprung, like Athena, essentially fully formed. Torque, and that's the only reference you're ever going to find, Athena and Torque in this sense. Torque is a good character. Torque is a fun character. Torque is an entertaining character to play and even kind of entertaining for me to listen to because sometimes I don't even remember the stuff that comes out of my when I'm speaking for Torque.
Right, right.
But Torque is not the last character I will ever create. Nor is there necessarily any indication that, let's say, Randus and Smith and Torque are lost forever. There's no reason, as you know, as we proved during The Other Half Lives, you know, R2-D2 and Sir Lancelot and Skippy the Wonder Chicken and those guys that we were playing, I don't remember their names.
Conan.
Those characters were equally entertaining in their own way. And we actually, you know, all of us fell into, you know, pretty quickly into that new character. I think everybody managed to grasp a pretty good voice on those characters in three, you know, within the first half hour, but in the episodes we did with those characters, I feel like we managed to get them pretty quickly running because the players are getting used to one another.
Right.
So if Torque has to die, I can tell you that I'll be, you know, I'll be bothered, I'll be upset, but it's not necessarily a given. And it shouldn't necessarily be the be all. It shouldn't necessarily be the decider of what you do. I mean, Orym has to look at what's best for Orym, quest, people.
Right.
And, you know, there's some big wackiness going on.
True.
Is that big wackiness? When the moon came down, how many people died?
Right. Probably millions. Who knows?
And
probably.
The moon didn't even come all the way down. And now we've obviously got these mad, you know, gods. Sometimes, you know, the needs of the many do outweigh the needs of the few. All I ask is that when you give Chork's eulogy, that you point out that all the souls you've ever met, his was the most slack-jawed.
Well, okay, so let me, as Rodrigo alluded to, this has been a long time since we recorded the last episode that you've heard.
Been 17 years.
I got to tell you, that bothered the heck out of me. Rodrigo had to do grief counseling afterwards.
I did, actually.
It was terrible.
I think Steven and I probably talked, like, had some exchange, either email or actually
email
hanging out
face-to-face,
every day for about a week.
Yeah, just, and it's just like, oh, Rodrigo, what's going to happen? My wife couldn't believe I got so into this. Because here's a character that, you know, and I think this is part of the appeal of all of these characters, is that we're attached to them. Even though it's just a make-believe little character, I think at least a part of me has become attached to all of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before leading up to this adventure, Rodrigo and I had been talking. I know there's another player's handbook coming out very shortly. Who knows, tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this. But the player's handbook 3 has the potential for me to create what I think would be a very fun character. And we're Rodrigo and I both over the holiday had subscribed to D&D Insider. Mm-hmm. And so we're kind of looking at these probably. And I was telling Rodrigo, this would be a fun character. Oh, what happens if Orym dies? This is the character that I'd like to create. And now when we're faced with that, it's like kind of like that last episode of Doctor Who with David Tennant. I don't want to die.
You do? Yeah?
I don't want my guys to die.
That's important.
I know they're just characters, people. I know, but I mean...
But that's the point where you know... Ooh, my microphone fell. That's the point where you know that you were successful, that we've got a successful campaign, and that Rodrigo has created a successful world.
That or I'm about to run over to the sewers in New York and hide out.
Well, it's possible. I don't know. I mean, as you know, the real happy-dappy veteran, I've been playing the game as long as Rodrigo's been alive. We've had a lot of guys die. We've had some guys die in some stupid ways. I had a guy die from a backfire of a magic missile once.
Uh-oh.
This back when magic missile was good. But these things happen. And when you create the group, when you create the character, the whole point is to have some fun being somebody else. It's just like when you pretend to be a lesbian on the internet.
What?
You're found out, I mean, no. How are you? No. But really, it's... You know, we've created this world and we're pretending to be these characters for the same reason that people write, the same reason that people sing, the same reason people do this. They're trying, you know, we're expressing parts of ourselves through the characters. For me, it's a particularly stupid part of myself. For you, it's a particularly high-handed and condescending part of yourself. But to have that part of yourself end or that, you know, that specific expression of it, it's sad. It's like when somebody gets voted off American Idol. Even if you hated them, you kind of go, "Aw."
Yeah. I still haven't made up my mind, Rodrigo. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think I
know, but man, it's a tough decision.
Okay, wait.
Wait a minute. Here's what we're going to do.
We need to have a Ben Kenobi moment. Hey, Orym.
Yes.
Trust your feelings or something. you know in your heart what you need to do.
I will always remember you. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Why is Matthew Christian in here?
Oh, that's too soon.
Why am I blue?
Too soon. Now, Matthew, you said we were talking before we recorded the show. You said you wanted to make a plea about Torque. to the Dungeon Master. Yeah, this was last week we were talking. And you said you wanted to make some comment about Torque and possibly saving him in some way.
I wanted to point out one thing, one important thing about Orcish powers.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like this. Give it to Torque. See, and this is the thing, and I'm trying to look at this from the perspective of what would be the simplest move. Let's say Orym does take that 4-hour rest and jumps back into the room. What would be the most successful maneuver? And I have to ask myself, if we know that Torque is right there.
Right.
You know,
well, but see, that's the thing.
Would it be more successful to get the healer, have the healer come in, or would it be more successful to try and, you know, get Torque, have Torque be able to fight at least a little bit to where we can get the healer? I don't know.
But that's one of the considerations, because you do have the healing potion in your hand. All it does is take me, I think, isn't it a minor action if I moved over to Torque to put the healing potion in his mouth?
I forget what it was.
Essentially like picking up something?
No, I think there's a specific action to feeding somebody a healing potion. I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
Here's before you continue with your tactics. That's assuming that Orym leaves the room and the skeletons go threat neutralized.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
That's what you're hoping.
Because they weren't they didn't attack us when we first came into the room, right? We were standing around for a few minutes until Orym went over and said, "Hey, what's with this skeleton? Let me check it out."
Right.
What if they all come to the door and wait for Orym to come back
in? Yeah, what if they're just hanging out there on either side of the door holding a stick?
I'm rolling for stealth.
That's going
to
be great.
They want to attack the door.
I took that Ninja 101 in the Cerulean Academy, so...
Yeah.
Ninjas!
As a distro, or...
Yes, yes. Oh, the choices. So... You've had time to think about this too, Rodrigo, right? Mm-hmm.
You have to divorce yourself from the decision and say, you're Orym, you have a split second to decide.
Right.
Just go 1, 2, 3, what does Orym do?
I know. I'm not going to give it away here. People are still going to have to wait until the next episode to find out what happens. But, Rodrigo, have you made plans that if the next episode I say, well, I'm staying and I'm doing these two moves or I'm doing whatever and... I'm trying to save these guys. Have you planned for that contingency?
Mm-hmm.
Have you planned if I decide to run away?
Mm-hmm.
Have you planned for him to do something incredibly stupid and unexpected?
No. I sacrificed myself to be with my brothers.
No, but I'm pretty quick on my feet.
All right.
See, I think it's important to know that we're dealing with, and maybe I shouldn't say this because it may be something that's, you know, messing with Rodrigo's plans. We're dealing with literal Deus driving their ex machinas.
Yeah, boy.
So who's to say what death means in this context? Remember, Torque was dead once before and you saw his Antilly from Africa.
And I think a couple of times people have pointed out, well, are you playing Eberron Player's Guide, Forgotten Realms? This is not a story that takes place in either of those. Those are taking characters or classes and races from those areas and putting them into a whole new setting. That's why we have...
But we're not in that specific setting.
Right. So that's why I wanted to point that out to some people. So anything could happen. Well, tune in next week, find out.
Yep.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
And no matter what, it's going to be fine.
All right. That's what Rodrigo kept saying to me for the last 18 weeks. It'll be fine. Maybe we'll make next week's episode a paid episode. Will people have to pay to find out?
They'll just probably just wait for the next one.
Well,
and
probably.
Like, maybe hey, everybody. What's the name of your new character, Rob?
this is our
next
last free episode.
Next week,
Critical
should
Hit.
Be, does Orym stay or does he go?
I think it'll be, no, I thought about that. I don't know. We'll see.
No, don't guarantee that you'll act one way or the other. Just see what people think.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll put it up on the
poll.
Should
he stay? Should he go? Should he do something stupid?
I was going to say...
Should he have pulled out his sword three or four years earlier?
I was going to say who lives and who dies. That was going to be the poll. Who dies? and people would pick it. Run or stay, I think that would be a good poll. You'll have to check that out at majorspoilers.com.
Guys, that means you have a minimum of 9 answers, though.
Yep.
Although you have to remember that I told Steven that he was going to have to make a decision before the next recording session.
Yep, and I will have made it after we hit stop.
The next recording session.
After we hit stop, I'll tell Rodrigo my answer, and then we'll pick it up the next time. So, listeners, you're not getting this action.
The next recording session is the day after tomorrow.
It is, actually.
So, tune in next week. Find out what happens. TPK, I don't know. Here's hoping all your dice rolls are critical hits. Majorspoilers.com. Thank you so much. iTunes, 5-star reviews. Thank you so much. I'm really, speaking of that,
Rodrigo,
really quick, as we head out.
TPK.
As we head out, I want to thank everyone who has been giving us those fantastic 5-star reviews. Not just 5-star ratings, but 5-star reviews. Over 100 of those things up on the iTunes store right now. Consistently on the front page of the other games podcast category. Oftentimes we're beating other really good podcasts out in the rankings, and I thank everybody for that. And again, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits. We'll see you next time. Or maybe not on our last podcast.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.